item 599.
Establish process to resolve claims related to the water main break on March 16, 2019, and authorize payment of claims.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you for your partnership on this. Obviously, I think most people in Portland know about this water main break on March 16th. Here we are now on June 19th, which in city terms is really lickety-split. On the other hand, if you're a property owner or a resident or an employee at one of the businesses that was affected, it's been a long road to getting to resolution. And I've learned so much since I've been put in charge of the Water Bureau. The pipe was over 100 years old, and so, of course, I and everybody else said, well, that's a really old pipe. Of course, it broke. It turns out that that pipe was supposed to last at least 200 years. So it was not a pipe that was, we build our water system, your water system, to last for centuries. So this was not something that should have been anticipated, which is one of the reasons that the risk management folks determined that it was not an act of negligence on the city's part. On the other hand, reasonable people would say whoever's fault it was, it certainly was not the fault of the people who got flooded. And so when I talked with the mayor about it, that was a kind of basic agreement that we should make sure that people who were impacted by this failure of city infrastructure were compensated. La Playita Market and Deli, for example, had to shut down their entire business. And so very much appreciate Chief Deputy City Attorney Robert Taylor, who, once the risk had made their determination and there was a process, because obviously we don't want, after something happens, for cash being handed out on street corners without a due process. And so Robert Taylor volunteered to figure out a process that could then very as quickly as possible make the payments to those who have legitimate damages, including economic losses. And so now I'll just have Robert Taylor say things that say what I probably may not should not have said just then, or the right framing of how to say what we're doing here. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Robert Taylor, Chief Deputy City Attorney. I think what you said was perfect and described the situation perfectly. This was an exceedingly rare event that did have a large scope of impact. And the folks in risk management do an excellent job every day on behalf of the city handling the more usual regular types of claims, but this was really exceedingly rare and large in scope, and that's why I believe we were asked to come up with a process to handle these claims as quickly as possible. And so just to walk you through the process, there's a deadline to submit the claims, and that's July 15th. If folks have already submitted a tort claim notice to risk, those will be forwarded to the city attorney's office. Folks will not have to reapply. We will treat those as the application, but our office can ask for more information if necessary. So that is the deadline for anybody watching, July 15th, to submit claims under this ordinance.
To you, right?
To the city attorney's office, and our address is in the ordinance for folks to find, and we're in City Hall, room 430. The types of costs that the city will pay are outlined in the ordinance. That includes economic losses, property damage caused by the water main break, including cost to repair and replace damaged property, temporary relocation, expenses, lost wages or income. The ordinance also explicitly says the types of claims that the city won't pay, and that includes property upgrades, asbestos abatement, pollution remediation, other damages, including any caused by power outages. And then it goes on to require the city attorney's office to get sufficient documentation to support these claims before they will be paid. There's an authorization for the city attorney to pay the claims that's required by the charter. The ordinance establishes the source of funds, and that was part of a discussion earlier today in council as well. And then there will be a release and assignment of claims. So if property owners get paid, they will release their claims and then assign to the city any claims they might have against their insurance carriers. And then finally, the deadline to resolve claims for our office is October 14th. So this will give people some assurance that if they use this process to try to resolve their claims, we will do that by October 14th. If we're unable to resolve it, or if people decide they don't want to use this process, they are absolutely free to go through the regular risk management process and pursue litigation if that's what they desire to do.
Great, thanks. Any questions?
What if the claims submitted exceed the amount of money we've set aside to resolve the claims?
We do not believe that will happen first, based on the claims that have been submitted so far. Second, the plan is to collect all of the claims information by the deadline so we know the universe we're working with, and then try to settle all of the claims within the limit of that fund. And having the limit of that fund and the deadlines associated with it should give us the ability to successfully resolve these claims.
Is there a scenario, though, where you may have to discount the claims because of the limited funds available?
That's a possibility, but we do not foresee that. But that's a possibility, and if we're forced to do that, we would try to do that in a rational way so that everybody's affected evenly.
Thank you.
Very good. Thanks, Robert. Any public testimony on this item, Carla?
Yes, we have two people, Lightning and Maggie.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate it. Good morning.
Lightning, can you turn that mic on? Someone turned it off. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, my name is Lightning. I find it outrageous in the manner that you're dealing with the public on this issue. The water main broke. It flooded into their properties. Guilty as charged. It's non-negotiable. Now, what you want to do is come back and counter back and say, hey, we've got this unanticipated. It's not our negligence. We're going to throw this out at you. Well, you know, here's my problem with the way you negotiate like this. It's one thing to negotiate with me like that, and I'm going to get right back in your face. But when you're negotiating with senior citizens, people that might not have the full mental capacity to deal with this type of situation, and it's causing them severe trauma, you say to them plain and simple, it's our water main. It's our water that went into your property. We're going to take good care of you. We're going to make sure you're taken care of. Don't worry about this. Don't stress out about this. We've got everything in line, but instead you come back like a Gordon Gekko, a George Soros, and you say, well, we're going to put a cap of $250,000, and maybe you'll get paid if you get that in real fast. Are you serious? Is this the way we want the city of Portland dealing with the people out in our communities? Guilty as charged. You flooded into their properties. You're going to pay the cost, and let me tell you something. If I heard correct, some of these businesses are closed right now. $250,000 is going to go through in a second into people's basements, into certain damage. In today's world, that is nothing to cover that. Nothing if it went down into their basements and mold started happening, and then you say you won't clean out the environmental issues. City of Portland, you're going to pay everything. That's why you're insured. That's why you have a general fund. Don't play games with the people out there that you harmed, period. Non-negotiable. And you accept all liability, City of Portland. Guilty as charged, per Lightning. Hey,
all right.
Non-negotiable.
There we have it. Carla, please call the... Wait. We need Commissioner Udaly here for this. We need.
So if I might just make a comment,
Commissioner Fritz,
we are taking responsibility. I can't recall a time that I've had
testimony which is completely opposite to what we're doing here. We are saying that we're going to take responsibility, as Robert Taylor said. $250,000 should more than cover the amount of claims that we both both know of and anticipate. As was mentioned earlier, we need to have a number to carry over because we're going from one fiscal year to another. So that's why we have estimated high, so that we can pay all of the claims. And I further need to say that I'm really grateful to all of the people who contacted me. I called several of the those affected personally, all really understanding, gracious, encouraging, collaborative, and merely seeking to make sure that they are made whole. And so I really appreciate those who have been affected for their patience, and I appreciate the council for getting this done as quickly as bureaucratically possible.
Very good. And I'm waiting for Commissioner Udaly. This is an emergency ordinance. Here she is. Very good. Carla, please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
So this is the right thing to do. I appreciate my colleagues for doing this. And again, thank you to Robert Taylor and the City Attorney's Office for stepping in to make things right. Aye.
Wheeler.
No good deed goes unpunished. Commissioner Fritz. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next.